obedience.
There it is, there it is.
Come on, say that with me.
Oh, come on.
Obedience.
Obedience.
Obedience. The key to winning in 2019 and in every year after is obedience. I know we don't like that word.
Come on, man.
Come on, somebody.
It's a heavy word.
But that's the key. I know it's kind of like a big word, amen. So I'm going to give you a little word here in a little bit. But that little word holds as much of a punch as this big word.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Obedience. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commands. If you love me, does anybody love Jesus?
Yes.
Then you got to put your obedience where your mouth is. If you love me, keep my commands. Jesus said it, not Pastor Francisco, Jesus. The little big word that I'm talking about is that first word right there. Tell your neighbor, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Right there.
There you go. Right there. What was that? What was that saying?
If.
Say what?
If.
Say who?
If.
Hello, what?
If.
If. That's a little word with the big meaning.
Yeah.
Your blessing hangs on that if. Huh? The door is only opened
if
that hinge works. I mean, you think about a door. A door is so big, huh? But you know what? But that door wouldn't meet diddly squats.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that hinge.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Such a little thing, huh, can mess up everything else.
Right.
It's like a little rock in your shoe. Have you ever had a little pebble in your shoe?
No.
Come on, somebody. That shows you the power of something small.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that little thing, it control. If you have a little pebble in your shoe, it controls your whole life.
No.
You don't walk the same. You don't talk the same. You're like going through it. Come on now. Huh? You gotta finally, like, man. And then they don't want to come out sometimes. Come on, and then, you ever done this? You put it back on, and then it's still there. Come on, somebody. So there you are. Don't shake my hand after this. A little pebble can cause all types of destruction. If you love me, keep my commands. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, bless the reading of your word. Bless all the scriptures we're about to read. Lord, we thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our path, a light unto our feet. Your word hidden in our heart causes us not to sin against you. Your word smashes like a hammer and breaks everything that is not of you in our lives. Your word we are called to live by. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. And I count it a privilege to be your mouthpiece here this morning. I count it an honor. I am humbled to stand behind your holy desk. I am nobody, Jesus. But you've called me to be your vessel. You've called me to be a funnel. And so I pray this morning that you would flow through me, God. Lord, let heaven be open upon our lives and flow through my life. And I pray that this morning people would hear the voice behind the voice. God, I pray that you would teach us the key to winning in 2019. We are victors. You called us to be victorious. So teach us to be victorious. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor. In the mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise. And you may be seated in the house of the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, junior ushers. Amen. Now, what I want you to do with me is turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Starting at verse 1. I showed you in the New Testament, and for those that don't know, if you're a new believer, a new Christian, you're new around the Bible, the Bible is divided in two. The first part of the Bible at the beginning, which is the biggest part of the Bible, is what we call the OT, the Old Testament. And then the back part of the Bible is called the New Testament. And between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there will be a blank page, most likely. And that serves as a divider between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And basically, in a nutshell, the Old Testament separates the New Testament. The New Testament started when Jesus came on the scene. Because Jesus instituted a new covenant. Somebody say new covenant. He called it a new covenant in his blood. He said, in my blood. And what that means is that no longer were the children of God or the children of Israel, the people of God, no longer did they have to offer up sacrifices of lambs and goats and bulls. No longer did they have to shed the blood of animals, because Jesus on the cross shed his blood. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus, how many know Jesus died on the cross for my sins and your sins? Amen. And what that means is that means that he was the ultimate sacrifice. His blood was stronger than any blood of any ram, any lamb, any bull. His blood, the Bible says, God's word says, takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
It took away the sins of the world. Why? Because he lived in perfect obedience to his Father.
Amen.
He lived in perfect obedience to God. He lived 33 and a half years on this earth, and not once did he sin. This is why Jesus was able to die on the cross for us and purchase all our sins. He paid our debt. When we sin, we acquire a debt. And the debt is, the Bible says, is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
And his blood purchased our sins.
Yeah.
His blood covered our sins.
Right.
The Bible says that his blood covers a multitude of sins. The love of God covers a multitude of sins. And he was able to do that because he's the only one that lived in perfect obedience to God. Tell your neighbor, you ain't perfect. Huh? He's the only one that lived in perfect obedience to the Lord. And so, now, since he shed his blood for you and I, no longer do we have to bring bulls and lambs. Now, we just plead the blood of Jesus over our lives.
Amen.
Now, all we have to do is accept what he did on the cross. Because accepting what he did on the cross is accepting his love.
Right.
Have you accepted what he did on the cross for you?
Yes.
That is the number one thing you got to do.
Yep.
I know when it comes out to church, when it comes out to the Bible, when it comes out to God, sometimes it can seem so hard. Sometimes we can make it hard. But let me tell you, if you don't remember anything, remember this, that he shed his blood on the cross for you. And listen, as long as you believe that and you confess that with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you shall be saved.
Amen.
You shall be saved. And that blood, let me tell you something about that blood. That blood has the power not only to save you, but to change you.
Come on.
That blood has the power to change you. And see, when you accept his love, when you accept what he did in his life with an open heart, listen, something will happen inside of you. And all of a sudden, as long as you keep on sitting under the word, as long as you keep on coming to church, listen, change is going to happen. You just got to not give up. You just got to not throw in the towel, because something is happening. Listen, God's word will not come back to him void. Whatever he called it out to do, that it will accomplish. And he called his word to save the unsavable, to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable. And that used to be us. But how many thank God that God looked at us and he didn't see us as a bunch of just ex-cons and nobodies, but he's seen us as treasures out of darkness. He's seen us as his special possession, his royal priesthood. Jesus lived in perfect obedience. But we broke every law in the book. But I want to teach you this morning about winning. The key to winning is obedience. I showed you in John chapter 14, verse 15, that Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me, right?
Yes.
Jesus said that. That's the New Testament. Now, let me show you obedience in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 28. Look at the blessings of obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 28 is going to show you the blessings for obedience. Verse 1. If. There's that word again. There's that pebble again. If you fully obey the Lord. There's that other word again. If you fully obey. Huh? If you obey. That means if you don't obey, ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
If you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully, somebody say carefully.
Carefully.
Follow all his commands I give you today. The Lord your God, check it out what he's going to do if. Somebody say if.
Yeah.
If you fully obey, if you carefully obey. All his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high. He didn't say he'll get you high. Get out. Come on now. Yeah. Chill out. Huh? Come on now.
Come on,
huh? Oh, I get the guy. Whoa. No. He said, will set you high above all the nations on the earth.
Amen.
All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if, there's that little word again, there's that pebble again, if you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. Some of you about to have some babies. And the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, your basket and your kneading through will be blessed.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I want to be blessed.
Amen.
You will be blessed when you come in. And blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that your enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction. I like this part. But flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, on your bank account. Hello, somebody. And on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. Oh, shucky ducky, somebody's about to get a new house. Somebody's about to inherit. Somebody's about to get blessed this morning. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as his promised you, as he promised you on oath. If, there's that word again, you keep the commands, there's that word again, of the Lord your God and walk in obedience. There's that word again. Huh? To him. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground and the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty. That sounds good to me. To send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the command of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, so that don't turn to the right or to the left from following other gods and serving them.
Wow. Come on, man.
I don't know about you, but that's the type of blessing I want.
Yeah. Amen.
What a powerful, powerful portion of scripture. Huh? What a powerful, I could just read that all day.
Amen.
Come on, some of you need to read that all day. Are you tired of living a defeated life?
Come on.
Are you tired of losing? Come on now.
Yeah.
I got tired of losing a long time ago.
Come on.
I got tired of being defeated a long time ago.
Yeah.
I got tired of standing in front of the judge.
Yeah.
I got tired of peeing in a cup.
Yeah.
I got tired of reporting.
Come on.
I got tired of being locked up.
Yeah.
I got tired of watching my back.
Yeah.
I got tired of hustling.
Yeah.
I got sick and tired of fighting with the old lady. Come on, somebody. I got tired, my God. I got tired of living a defeated life. I got tired of seeing other people prosper and other people bless, and me staying in the same position, me staying stuck. Come on, somebody, in the same place year after year, month after month. Oh, but when I learned about obedience, when I learned about Jesus, when I learned the principles of the Word of God, when I learned about the key to winning is obedience, my friend, I align myself to the Word of God. And if you're here this morning and you said you're tired of losing in your marriage, you're tired of losing with your children, you're tired of losing in your finances, then I got a word for you here this morning. Align yourself to the Word of God. Align yourself to obedience and watch God give you the victory. 1st thing we need to understand here this morning is that obedience is not legalism.
Come on. Break it down, Pastor.
See, because so many Christians, so many religious folk, the church folk, see, they'll come out and see, that's why I don't come to Victory Outreach.
Yeah.
Huh? See, that's why I don't like Pastor Francisco.
Oh, come on.
It ain't about me anyways. But so many people will say this. Oh, obedience as legalism.
Come on.
It's legalistic. That's the law. He should have just stuck in the New Testament.
Come on.
But listen, my friend. Obedience is not about legalism. It's about love.
Yes.
Come on, that's good.
Oh, that's a good nugget right there.
Right there.
It's not about legalism. It's about love. Proof. John 14:15. If you love me.
That's
right.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Isn't that what Jesus said?
Yes.
If you love me, you will obey my commands.
Right, that's right, amen.
Huh? It's not about legalism. It is about a love relationship. Do you have a relationship with Christ? Yeah, if you do not, you will crack hell wide open.
Yeah, that's true.
You must have a relationship with Christ. You do not want to hear those words when you stand before Jesus. Yes. Away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity.
Wow. Come on, Pastor.
Huh? See, when you have a relationship with Jesus, my friend, you obey Jesus. Jesus will speak to you when you're about to get into that wreck, when you're about to mess up, when you're about to step out of line, when you're about to run over the boundaries that God has for you. The Holy Spirit that God called to dwell in you will speak to you behind your ear and say, nah, don't touch, don't handle, don't taste. You ain't hearing me this morning. Yeah. Obedience is not legalism. Obedience is love.
That's good.
And we need to learn that here first, Bob. If we're gonna win in 2019, my God, we need to learn how to obey God.
Right.
We need to walk in obedience because we want to be the head and not the tail. We want to be above and not on bottom. We want to be the lender, not the borrower. Ain't you tired of having to go out to all them loan places? Oh, they know you by name already. How you doing, brother? How you doing? They know you at every pawn shop. My God. Oh, but there's going to be a day because you're going to align yourself to obedience to the word of God. There's going to be a day you ain't going to have to step into that pawn shop no more. And if you are, you're only going to buy something. But even then, you ain't going to have to buy it because you're going to buy it brand new.
Yeah. All right, now.
When you align yourself,
that's good, Pastor,
in obedience, God called us to be the head, not the tail.
Right, amen.
Right, good.
So, if we're called to obey, what do we obey? If we're called to obey, what do you obey? Come on now. Because we're called to obey, right? I remember going to school, right? The first day of school. How many remember the first day of school? Huh? Right? The first day of school, they had the introduction day or whatever you call it, right? Huh? And the first day of school, we liked the first day of school. We didn't do nothing, but they were doing something. Come on, somebody. We thought we weren't doing nothing, but the teachers were doing something. And as soon as you got there, they had a whole list. Come on, somebody. Back in the day, back in the gap, come on, they had the chalkboard. I remember the chalkboard. Now they got projectors and all that stuff, iPads and stuff. We had the chalkboard. We were writing sentences after school on the chalkboard. I will not talk during class. Huh? But on the chalkboard, on the board, you got there the first day, and she had all the rules. Come on, somebody. No chewing gum in class. Huh? Right? No talking during the teachers while she's talking. No getting up and going to the restroom just without asking. All kinds of rules, right? The good teachers had the fewer rules. Huh? You know? The crazy teachers, the mean teachers, they had 20, 30 rules. Huh? Right? And then when you broke them, you had to write them. How many remember that?
Yeah.
Come on, tell you never. You remember. So what do you obey? What do you obey? There's three things I have for you this morning. I'll let you go. The first thing we have to learn to obey is get this. Because this is where probably most of us failed.
Come on.
Including myself. Hello, somebody. What do you obey? First off, you obey the laws of the land.
Amen. That's right.
If you want to win in 2019, amen, you got to quit running red lights. Shucky ducky, help me Lord. Amen. I think I ran one yesterday. I had the men's home with me on the taking them to the streets. I went through that. I wasn't even paying attention to that light. But how many know? A week later, you get a little card in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Throw it in the trash if you want to. Throw it in the trash if you want to. Huh? But you're gonna have to face that giant.
Oh yeah.
Huh? Come on now.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you show up to register your car.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Segoviano, but you know, you can't register your car because you got a lot of red light tickets. Oh, hello, somebody. Come on now. Right? If you're gonna win, listen, that ain't winning.
Come on now.
That ain't winning.
That's right.
Try to get on the tollway. Come on, somebody ain't got a toll tag.
Come on now.
Come on now. You'll learn real quick. Sorry, Mr. Ruiz. But you've been on the tollway without a toll tag. And you got to call this number and pay them fees before we register your car. And try to drive around with no registration. You'll have GP's finest. Put it on a light show for you. Oh, come on, somebody. Got your own little light show. Amen. Come on now. Front row seats. Hello, somebody. Come on now. You want to win in 2019, you're going to have to learn to obey the laws of the land. That means getting your driver's license. That means getting some insurance. Oh, you can't say amen, say aye, aye, aye. Come on now. That ain't easy, man. Come on now. They've made it harder. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Is this Victory Outreach?
Yeah.
I'm in the right place, right?
Yeah.
Well, come on now. See, the First Baptists don't need this stuff. They got all that stuff. They got their license. They're on Straight Street. Amen. But I know my people. Oh, come on, my people's in the house. Come on now. We got to learn to obey the laws of the land. We don't want to have to always be bailing you out.
Come on now. Preach it.
Come on, somebody.
Come on. True.
I'll be honest. We won't bail you out.
Come on now.
Come on now. Amen. We'll pray for you. Amen. Win souls. Amen. Come on now. Do the ministry of the Lord. The Lord put you there for a reason. Amen. Come on, obey the laws of the land. No cheating on your taxes. You know you ain't got 8 kids. Come on now. You got 5. That's enough. My God. Come on now. But we want more. We want to get greedy. Let me claim your kid, sister. You didn't work all year anyways. Come on, bro. Let me claim your kids, man. They stayed with me all every weekend anyways. The laws of the land. The laws of the land. Do your taxes, some of you. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
The laws of the land. Pay your child support.
Oh, there it is. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Pastor, you're just picking on me. You're just picking on us. No. Let me show you in the Word. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Look at Romans. Romans. Some guys need to quit having Roman eyes. Some guys, we have Roman. Sometimes we have Roman soldiers in the church. No. We don't need Roman soldiers. Amen. We need Christian soldiers with the full armor of God.
Yeah.
But then you get some guys that are Roman. They got Roman eyes. And they're just looking at all the women. Oh, come on. Can I be real?
Yeah.
I tell Pastor Josh all the time in the home. I say, Jake, make sure the home, they look straight. Come on, somebody. They won't be looking everywhere. Come on now. We got to protect our daughters. I protect my daughters in the faith. Come on now. And girls, you got permission. What you looking at, ugly? Cockeyed? You're going to stay stuck like that. That's what's going to happen. Come on now. Thank God. God delivered many of us guys from jealousy. Hello, somebody. Unless we knock you out. I'm just kidding. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Look at it. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. So don't blame God when you get put in jail. Huh? Come on now. Don't blame God when the IRS calls you. Don't blame God when the child support agency calls you. When they take all that. Come on, don't blame God, my friend. That ain't God. That is because you did not obey the laws of the land. That's because you did not submit to the word of God. You didn't see, you didn't pay attention to Romans chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, which says, obey the laws of the land. Submit yourself. I know we don't like the laws. Come on, somebody. We don't like some of the stuff that they, but still, they are the governing authorities. And the scripture says that it's God who put them there. Yeah. Verse 3 says, it says that they don't bear the sword in vain.
Wow, come on.
They don't bear the sword in vain. Listen, listen, I got into a lot of trouble. I got into a lot of trouble in my BC days. My BC days. You know the BC days before Christ? BC? Before Christ? And so did you. We got a lot of trouble. Why? Because we did not want to do number one.
Yeah.
We did not want to do number one.
Right.
We didn't want to obey the laws of the land. And you know where it started? It started at home.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, somebody. It started at home when we didn't listen to mama.
Yeah.
When we didn't listen to daddy. It started at home when daddy and mom didn't tell us anything.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Oh, come on. Break it down,
Pastor. I hope that we're not sparing the rod.
Oh, no, come on.
I'll take my cinto off in a second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, somebody. I thank God that I got some obedient kids. Amen. Sometimes they want to test me. Well, come on now.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want to test mama. They want you to, but mama ain't no joke. She ain't no punk. Oh yeah. Huh? Come on, somebody. Huh? And it starts here. And listen, it started at home. And because we didn't want to obey mom, obey dad, or because we didn't have a father figure or a mother figure, or we didn't have a father figure in our life. And so because we didn't have a father figure, mama felt bad because we didn't have a daddy. And so she just let us do whatever we wanted. But I'm here to talk to you single mothers in the house. Are there any single mothers in the house? Any strong single mothers in the house? Don't spare the rod. You are mom and you are dad. You are the mom and you are the father, and you have every authority not to spare the rod. Hello, somebody. I'm not saying to beat your kids. Hello, somebody. I'm not saying that because they don't always need a beating. I don't beat my kids. I hardly even spank my kids. But when they need it, oh yeah. Come on, somebody. Huh? If taking the Xbox don't work, come on, somebody. Taking the football don't work, I know it does.
Come on now.
Come on now. Because we gotta teach them obedience. Because we weren't taught. Now, don't get me wrong, my parents, my dad taught me obedience. Amen. Come on, somebody. I just had to look at him spanking everybody else. I said, I ain't going there. Amen. Huh? But somehow, listen, our disobedience is so strong. Come on, somebody. Huh? Come on, we can have parents that spank us, whoop us, but still go left.
Yeah.
We still don't want to act right.
That's right.
Huh? But let me tell you something. But if we train up our children right, come on, somebody, and we discipline them to obey the rules and obey the laws of the land, then my friend, they will grow up and they won't have to go through a lot of the drama that we went through. That the devil won't have to drag them through the mud that he drug us through. How many want that for our children? I know I want that for my kids, my friend. But listen, somewhere along the line, and it should be when we get saved, that we finally realize and the light turns on, and instead we finally realize, uh-oh, this is what I've been doing all wrong. This is where I've been messing up. This is why I've been losing, because I haven't been submitting myself to the governing authorities. But this time I'm going to do it different. This time I'm going to obey my parole officer. I'm going to obey my PO officer. I'm going to obey the judge. This time I'm going to follow the rules and the regulations. This time I'm going to do things right. I'm going to get my driver's license. I'm going to get my insurance. I'm going to get my tags, and I'm going to live right for God under the governing authorities, because I want to be the head and not the tail. I want to be above and not on bottom. I want to win in 2019.
It's good.
Secondly, we have to obey the scriptures, the word of God. We got to obey God's word.
Amen.
Huh? How many want to obey God's word?
Yes. Amen.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. We got to obey the scriptures. We got to obey the scriptures, both Old Testament and New Testament. Huh? Both Old Testament and the New Testament. We see, some people say, oh, I only obey the New Testament. I only obey the New Testament, the New Covenant. Huh? But we got to obey both scriptures. We got to obey all. Look at what Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Come on, turn your Bibles. Amen. Be good students. Amen. My vision's getting blurry up here. It's on the screen. Let me read it on the screen. It's easier for me. It's bigger. Listen to what Jesus said. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.
Yes, come on.
Yeah. Huh? Hey, no se te ocurre.
Come on.
We're probably going to do bilingual services. Will you still come if we do bilingual services?
Yes.
That's just like 30% of you. We're going to pray about it. Amen. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
Yes, it's good.
If we're going to win in 2019, it's going to take us obeying the word of God. Listen, I've been winning for 19 years. You know why? Because I started obeying the word of God.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I could not bring myself to do number one, obey the laws of the land, until I first started to obey the laws of heaven.
Come on,
somebody. Huh? It was only until I learned to obey the laws of heaven, the laws of the word of God, the scriptures, that I finally started to obey the laws of the land.
That's right.
And we got to learn to obey both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm not saying to go find yourself a goat and, you know, slaughter the goat and, you know, offer the blood. I told you about that at the beginning. Jesus died for us already. But we got to learn to obey the scriptures. But how can we obey something we don't know? How can we obey something we don't know? How can we obey rules we don't know? And how can you know? How can you know them if you don't read them? If you don't learn them? If you don't study them? Huh? It took us a while to obey the rules the teachers gave us at school. Come on now. But I'm glad they keep it simple, right? They kept it simple. You know, no chewing gum, right? But then, you know what we did? You know what we did? We busted out with candy. Okay, that's what I did. Amen. Right? And there I was, eating my M&M's. The teacher came up to me. Spit it out. Why? I tell you, no chewing gum. It's not gum. Right? Come on now. Right? Huh? So the next year she got wise. No eating candy. Come on, somebody. I said, ooh. So I came to school with the Dr. Pepper. I'm kidding. Huh? Right? Listen, how can we obey something we don't know? My friend, listen. Listen, if you want to win in 2019, you got to obey the scriptures. You got to obey the word of God. So therefore, listen, I'm talking to winners here. I'm really talking for those that really want to win, that really want to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not on bottom. If you really want that to come to pass in your life, then get into the Bible. I'm not saying you got to memorize every verse, but it would be good. You will be more blessed if you do, but you don't have to. But at least get it in your spirit. At least get it in your mind. At least get it in your heart, so that when you're walking in light, so that when you're at work, my friend, the Holy Spirit can bring it to your remembrance, because that is His job, to bring everything to remembrance that God has spoken to your life. This is how we serve God. This is how we live for God. This is how we walk in integrity. This is how we have good character, because we have hidden the word of God in our hearts, so that we may not sin against Him, my friend. This is why it's important you come every Sunday. This is why it's important you get into a life group and come to church the more you can, because every time you come, you're gonna get the word. You're gonna learn the word. You're gonna hear pastor preach the word. And as more time you spend in the word, the more you will be able to obey God. And the more you obey God, the more victories you will have, the more winning encounters you will have. Does anybody want to win in 2019?
And we gotta follow the rules. We gotta learn the scripture. We gotta remember. We gotta remember the Bible. What it stands for. B-I-B-L-E. Huh? Right? What is it? Instructions. Instructions. Basic. Basic. Instructions before leaving. Now, that's not a scripture. We can't find it. It's not a scripture. But it's true. Huh? If you want to leave Earth to go to a good place, it's right here. Yeah. Huh? They are instructions. And we've learned what happens when we don't follow instructions.
Right.
The bike was a trike.
Hello.
All of a sudden, you got a 3-wheel instead of 2 wheels. Because you didn't follow instructions. Huh? We got to learn. We got to obey the scriptures. Listen, your life will change when you obey the scriptures. Miracles will take place when you obey the scriptures. When you obey the scriptures. When you obey the scriptures, things will take place. When you learn the scriptures, all the scriptures, there are so many scriptures. Turn the other cheek. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Give and it shall be given unto you. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. All these things that the Lord tells us to do, my friend, it is a recipe for success. The Bible is a recipe for success, but you have to learn the scriptures. This is why, get into life groups, get into Bethany, come to church, you have a daily devotion with the Lord, get in the morning, learn to read your Bible in the morning. If you struggle in prayer, well, start with reading your Bible. I know we say, let's pray, and you gotta pray, my friend, but when you read the Bible will push you to your knees, my friend. It will push you to your knees, my friend, because the Bible says to pray without ceasing. Jesus told the disciples, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? Listen, when you read the Bible, it will draw you to your knees, my friend, and you will change. But you got to get into the scriptures if you want to start winning in your marriage, if you want to start winning with your children. Listen, that's why I get into the scriptures, because I want to win in my marriage. I want to win with my children. I want to serve God for life, my friend. I want my children to serve God for life, and the only way that's going to happen is if I walk in obedience to God, and they see Daddy walking in obedience to God. I want to be a model. I want to be an example of obedience.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Obedience. Amen. And then thirdly, we have to obey spiritual authority.
Amen.
Spiritual authority. Look at Hebrews 13, verse 17. Hebrews. You know that's why. You know why women are not supposed to make coffee? There, you got it. Because the Bible says. Hebrews. Next time he tells you, ladies, make me coffee, honey. No, the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 13.
Verse 17. Obey your leaders. That's the NIV translation. That one. But the King James says, obey your leaders. Can we find the King James? I don't know. Okay. This one says, have confidence in your leaders. And submit. And so. That's hard to say. That's hard to do.
Come on now.
To submit. Like, I gotta submit myself right now.
Right.
To Jeanette. I gotta be quiet. I gotta wrap it up.
That's right.
Because she has authority.
Yeah, that's true.
She has authority. Yes. Given to her by God that we gave, that her pastor gave her.
Amen.
See, Jeanette, you know your pastor's long-winded, right, Jeanette? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you got to stop me from preaching. At 12:15, you go to the piano. That I know. That way I know it's time for me to be quiet. Yes, sir, pastor. Yes, sir. I'll go up there at 12:15. Here she is, 12:15. But I've given her that authority. I've given her that authority. And I have to submit myself. Submit to their authority because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be no benefit to you.
Wow. Wow. That's good.
You know why people don't obey now?
Come on.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. Obedience is just not for the men's home.
Amen. That's right.
Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah. Preach that again.
Obedience is just not for the inmates. Was the Bible written to the men's home or to the inmates?
No.
I mean, it was, but not just to them.
That's right.
Obedience is not just for slaves.
Yeah. Come on, right. Come on.
Because sometimes we think that. Oh, obedience, man, that's for the men's home. They got to obey.
Come on.
Huh? That's just for the prisoners. That's just for the slaves. No, this scripture is written to all of us.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
Paul is speaking to all of us. Huh? Obey your leaders as those who must give an account for your soul.
Wow.
Submit to their authority. But let me tell you why. Let me tell you why today it's so hard for people to obey. Let me tell you why. The reason why is people have lost respect.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
People have lost, and in the church, they have lost respect.
That's right.
They have lost respect for leadership.
Wow.
They have lost respect for the men of God.
That's true.
And I'm telling you from experience, because listen, the reason why I was able to obey, the reason why I was able to obey when I got saved and I graduated the home and I stepped into the church, one of the reasons, yes, the home helped me because the home teaches us obedience. Right, men's home?
Amen.
Right, women's home?
Amen.
Come on now, right? You don't 3-5 it?
No.
Huh? We learn to obey. But listen, we bring that into the church. And what happens is that I came into the church with a high respect.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I had a high respect for the man of God.
Amen.
Why? Because I learned it through the scriptures. Because the scripture said, those who serve in the word of God are worthy of double honor.
That's right. Yeah. That's true.
The scripture says, obey your leaders. But in the church, the reason why sometimes church folks say they just, that's just the pastor. That's just a leader. You know, he says go to life group, but nah, we're not going to go.
Come on.
Because listen, when you respect something, you listen to it. You listen. And not only you listen, but you come in line.
That's right.
You come in line. Growing up, we lost respect for our parents. You know why? Because we stopped listening to them and we stopped listening. Come on now. We started listening to Tupac, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Dr. Dre, Spice One, Triple Six Mafia. I'm saying my age. Two Live Crew. And they cause us to lose respect for women. Come on now. Because we started to listen to all them and listening to our peers. Huh? Come on, hit this, man. Hit this. What's that? Just hit it.
Okay.
And all of a sudden we go home and then mom, dad try to tell us something, brother, sister try to tell us something, D.O.D. I try to tell us, grandma try to tell us something. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. Come on now.
Exactly right.
Maybe tell your parents shut up.
Mom.
Right? Huh?
Yeah.
Cállate.
Yeah.
Right? ¿Qué? Cállame. Come on. Huh? Lost respect. And in the church, you don't tell pastor, shut up. No, you don't tell me, you think it. In the car, you get in the car, honey, you hear what he said? I ain't going to life group, I don't care what he says. Come to church early for prayer! Look at, come to church.
We still
carry the spirit of rebellion.
Come on, Pastor.
We're still carrying that spirit of rebellion. And we have to let that rebellion go. Obedience, obeying will get you a long way in life in God. Obedience has gotten me to where I am today. I obeyed when God told me to turn myself into prison. I obeyed when God told me to go to the men's home. I obeyed when God said, cut her off. Come on, somebody. When my leader said, man, she's not the right one. Cut her off. I obeyed. I obeyed when my pastor said, run the gang ministry. I obeyed when my pastor said, run the second phase. I obeyed when my pastor said, run a life group. I obeyed when my pastor said, go take a city.
Amen.
Don't tell me obedience doesn't work.
Come on.
Because if I wouldn't obey, you wouldn't be sitting here right now.
That's right, Pastor.
I obeyed when God said, give your first fruits.
Amen.
And your tithes and your pledges.
Yeah.
I obeyed. Obedience. But disobedience gives us defeat. It gives us defeat. Write this verse down. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 24. That's the same chapter we read earlier about the blessings. But when you get home or on the way home, read Deuteronomy 28, verses 14. What is it? 15 through 24. This is up on the screen. This is what it says. However, if you do not obey, this is what's going to happen. The Lord your God, and do not carefully follow all his commands and desires and decrees that I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading through will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. You will have cursed kids. Oh, Jesus. And the crops of your land and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. I can't even take it no more. Because I don't live a cursed life.
Amen.
Some of you are.
Wow.
Some of you, you've been living under a curse. And I'm trying to teach you this morning how to win.
That's right.
God wants you to win in 2019. It's time to obey. I want you to stand to your feet. It's time to obey God. It's time to
come to walk in obedience to the law of the land, to the word of God, to spiritual authority. It's time to walk in obedience. It's time to say, God, it's time to get rid of that rebellious spirit. You're not going to get nowhere. You're never going to get nowhere walking in disobedience. Learn to surrender to God. Surrender to the Lord. As your head is bowed this morning, your eyes are closed. I want you to begin to pray and talk to Jesus. I believe Jesus is tugging at your heart. I believe Jesus, the Holy Spirit, has been highlighting areas of disobedience. Even as Christians, we get caught up sometimes in disobedience. And we wonder why things blow up in our face. We wonder why things don't work out. And we could be saved, but still walking in disobedience. We could be reading the Bible, but still walking in disobedience. Because ain't no good if you read it, if you don't live it. And you've been experiencing some defeats. And God is challenging you here this morning. It's time to obey me in that area. I believe strongly that God speaks clearly sometimes to our hearts. A lot of times to our hearts. And he highlights that issue and he says, listen, this is what you got to do. But sometimes we're so stubborn and we want to ignore, no, that's not God, no, that's not going to work out. And basically we're saying God doesn't know what he's talking about. But today is the day to surrender all to God and say, God, that's it, man. That's it. I'm ready to walk in obedience. I'm ready to be blessed. I'm ready to win. If that's you here this morning, I'm going to open up these altars. And without hesitation, you know that's you. You need to come. Come to these altars. You come, man, and say, man, I don't care who's watching me. I don't care who's looking. This is not about them. This is about me and God. My opinion is about me and God. I got to do right. I got to live right. I'm tired of losing. I want to win. I'm tired of being the tail. I want to be the head. I'm tired of borrowing. I want to be the lender. Come on, get out of your seat. Come, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. It is the mercy of God that is dealing with you. It is the mercy of God that is prompting you. It is the mercy of God that put this word on my heart. You come and surrender and say, God, I need you. God, I'm here. God, I know I'm not going to let pride in the way. I know, God, I'm disobedient. God, and I need your help, God. Soften my heart, God. Help me to obey, God. Help me to obey, God. Help me, God, to not be rebellious, God. God, take this rebellious spirit, God. Help me to submit to my leaders. Help me to submit to spiritual authority. God, help me to submit to the governing authority. God, help me, God, to submit to your word, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your face shine upon them. Let your favor be ever upon them. Let your spirit rest on them. Guide them in the way they should go. I pray for a spirit of obedience to begin to settle upon them. I pray, Father, that they would be blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. Blessed when they come in and blessed when they go out. I pray that their children will be blessed, their relationships blessed, their marriage blessed, their finances blessed. That whatever they put their hands to, blessed. Favor, God, upon your people. This is our year for victory. Over all the attacks of the enemy, over all the oppression of the enemy, over all the chains that has held them back in the past, we hear the chains falling. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, begin to thank him in this place. Begin to thank him in this place. Just clap your hands and give him a clap offering. Give him a clap offering. Even before you see it, thank him for that financial breakthrough. Thank you for your marriage being restored. Thank him for your children being saved. Thank him for your children serving God. Thank him for you living in victory. Let every breath thank the Lord. Somebody thank God in this place. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. He won. I like Manny Pacquiao. He's one of us. Oh, come on now. I know. Say your name. He's one of us. He's saved. Amen. He's a Christian. And I looked on Facebook. I didn't see the fight, but this morning I looked on Facebook, and there was Manny. He says, first of all, I just want to thank the Lord. Oh, when you obey God. Should have quit a long time ago. They told him he should have dropped out. They told him he wouldn't win ever again. They told him he wouldn't hold the belt no more. Oh, but God gave him the victory. Because he's a blessed man. He's a blessed man. We're a blessed people. But we gotta get it right. And every time we get it right, and every time we win, and every time we get a victory, we better thank the Lord. I said we better thank the Lord. When you get your income tax check, oh yeah, I said when you get the income tax check, don't thank Donald Trump. Don't thank the government. Thank the Lord. The Lord. I said thank the Lord and pay your tithe and give your pledge and thank God. I said thank God, because every time
good. You came here this morning because you obeyed God. Come back next Sunday. Obey God. Go to a life group. Obey God. Come Friday night. Obey God. Testimony Tuesday. Obey God. We're going to have a special service on Tuesday. Be here. Amen. It's going to be a great time. I'm not preaching. We're having testimonies. Number testimonies. So if you got a testimony, you better get here. We're going to end our fast. I'm ready for some tacos. I said, get rid of the tostadas, man. I want some real meat. And we even have no meat. That's the type of taco we're going to have. That's the type of taco I want when I'm serving food. Like that, like the picture. Come on, somebody. Don't be coming up here with no hard shell. Don't be coming up here with no ground meat. I want some cow. Fajita. I haven't ate that in 19 days. Ooh. We're going to have a great time Tuesday. Amen. Were you blessed? Amen. Can we get the lights, the house lights on? I want to see everybody. We love you for being here. Amen. It's good to see Kenny. Amen. Good to see our friends in the back. Good to see you guys. Amen. Good to see you come back. We love you. Jackie, your friend. What's his name? Joe. Good to see you, Joe. Amen. Good to see Raphael again. We love you guys. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are dismissed. We got a birthday. Rigo. Rigo's birthday. Rigo, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Come up here, Rigo. Bring him up here. We're going to jump him. Like the old days. We're going to jump him. On him. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Oh, for our knucklehead of the church, we pray blessings upon him. We pray, we thank you for what you're doing in this life. I see your hand all over this young man. He is a preacher and he don't know it. He is a leader and he don't know it. He knows it, God, but he's running. But I pray that this year he would surrender. And he would fully get saved. And he would go to the UTC, God, even if he don't want to, God. Lord, bless him, God. We thank you for Brother Rigo, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep him by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. God bless you. We love you. You are dismissed. Streets at 2 o'clock. And also, the gang tonight at 5 will be here. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed. Hallelujah.